Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My name's Heather, and today in this episode, we're talking about Adam Levine and everything that's going on. There's like a cheating scandal kind of going on with him. It's actually really sad because he's married, he has kids, and his wife is, I'm trying to think if she's currently pregnant. Pretty sure she's currently pregnant with their third kid. I've tried to decide if I wanted to make an episode on this, cause it's kind of hard because she, I feel for the wife and, I don't know. I just thought I would make an episode. I'm not gonna go into too much detail about it. It's gonna be a shorter episode because again, I'm just going to like report on what's going on with it, but I don't want to like dwell on it too much because everything that's going on, I don't know. I feel for the wife so much. And the kids, his kids are young, but it's just a sad story, honestly. I'm sure it happens all the time with celebrities, but it doesn't make it any like, easier to hear about or for the family. I mean, it's just a really sad situation all in all. But anyways, let's go ahead and talk about what's going on with Adam Levine. And now there's, I believe, 5 girls that have come out and said that he's, flirted with them. Which, I don't know, some people think that's okay to do in a marriage. I guess it's dependent on their relationship and everything. For me, that would not be cool, but, and I think most people kind of agree with that, but, sometimes people's marriages, they have different, rules and everything. So I guess we'll go ahead and talk about kind of what has happened, what the girls are saying, what Adam Levine is saying, because he actually has come out with a statement. I'm going to read that statement and everything. And that's kind of going to be this episode. So I'm not going to say I hope you enjoy this episode because I don't know, it's a sad episode, but I figured I'd report on it because I've been reporting on different celebrity news and everything. But anyways, let's go ahead and get into this episode. Okay, so how this all came to be, I guess, was this, I don't think she's a fitness model. She's just like an Instagram model. That's what she calls herself and everything, is Sumner Stroh. That's her name. So on Instagram, actually on TikTok, she made a video saying that she had a relationship with Adam Levine. It's known, like everyone kind of, I think, knows that he is married. He is married to a Victoria's Secret model. Her name, I am going to probably pronounce it wrong. So I apologize if I'm pronouncing it wrong. Bahati, she's just beautiful, beautiful woman. She just looks really cute and happy and sweet. I think they've been married for like 8 years, maybe 5 or 8 years. So they've been married for quite some time. Their relationship is very public. They're, from what it looked like, happily married. They have 2 kids, and his wife is pregnant with a 3rd kid. I'm not sure how far along she is, but anyways, so this girl, Sumner, she came out on TikTok, made a video telling that she was dating a famous celebrity who was married to a Victoria's Secret model. She kind of told her story about how, I believe he messaged her first, and then just was telling her how beautiful she was, blah, blah, blah. They did end up, no, I think they actually met in person. And then he messaged her saying like how beautiful she was. She's so much prettier in person. Just like, average, pickup lines or whatever you want to call that. And then she didn't really go into detail about their whole relationship, but she said she was dating him for like a year. When people asked her why she dated him, because he's clearly married and has children, he's also older. I think he's like 40. And she said she was, you know, she said she thought that their marriage was over. She was, I believe, 20 at the time. So she was pretty dang young. And she thought their marriage was over. She thought that, you know, they just presented that they were still married. So, you know, it would be good for PR. And she just said she was new to LA. So she, like, didn't know how these things worked. And she was naive. And she felt, like, really taken advantage of, which a lot of people are, you know, kind of calling her out for that, because they're like, well, you know, yeah, maybe you're new to LA, but do you, like, that doesn't make you, like, lose your morals of sleeping with a married man. And I don't know, I kind of agree with a lot of that, because, you know, that is, like, in my book, like, not cool. But I don't know, maybe she really did believe they were over, but I don't know. And then she, I don't know when their relationship thing kind of fizzled out, but then he messaged her and said, he asked if he could name his baby after her. Not like after her, but he said, I really like your name, which her name is Sumner, and said, like, asked if it would be okay that he, like, named his child, you know, her same name. And he said he's, like, dead serious about it, which that's kind of, well, that's not kind of, like, gross. That's, like, super gross. Like, I don't know, find a different name. There's, like, a whole baby book. Can you not, like, grab that baby book and find a different name besides a girl that you were, like, sleeping around with? So I'm pretty sure they did, like, sleep around. I'm not 100% sure. She didn't really go into detail. It was a pretty short video. She made a second video talking about the whole situation because, again, like, people were pretty frustrated with her and said, you know, that she wasn't a victim in this situation. So yeah, that was the first girl. And then after that, Adam Levine actually came out with a statement, and he put it on his, it's on his Instagram if you want to read it. But it said, a lot is being said about me right now, and I want to clear the air. I use poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period in my life. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. I have addressed that and have taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. My wife and my family is all I care about in this world. To be this naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that truly matters to me was the greatest mistake I could ever make. I will never make it again. I take full responsibility. We will get through it, and we will get through this together. So that was kind of his statement, which I feel like that was probably a pretty good statement. I don't know. Did he, like, let me pull it back up. I'm like, did he apologize for his wife? Let's see. Like, he admits that it was, like, wrong, but I don't know. I'm sure he apologized to his wife in person, but I do feel like that's something that it might have been nice to, like, say, you know, I'm sorry for doing this to my wife, and I'm sorry for doing this to my children, because I don't know. I feel like that should be the, it was definitely stupid what you did, but you could probably apologize to them publicly. I mean, I don't know. I feel like he should have probably said something along that, you know, those lines. So he said he never, you know, actually had an affair. So I don't know to what extent. Maybe the girl will come out with more, you know, post. A lot of people are also noticing how, like, she's kind of using this fame to promote her, like, OnlyFans page type thing, which that's also not cool. She says the reason why she came out with this, she wasn't going to come out with it, but she showed the messages from Adam to a friend that she thought she trusted. She sent the screenshots over, and the friend supposedly was going to, like, get paid, like, just give it to probably TMZ and get paid for it. Again, all of this is, like, allegedly, I need to say. So that's the first person that came out. That's Adam Levine's statement as well. I'm going to now tell you about four other people who have come out saying that he flirted with them, he messaged them, And it just seems like, I mean, literally yesterday it was only three other women. And then I just turned on my phone and got a, I don't get a notification. It just shows up on articles I could read. And it said, you know, a fourth girl, is it four? Let's see, one, two, three, four, five. So including Sumner, there's five women that have come out now against him. And I wouldn't be surprised if it just keeps going. I don't know. I always kind of like, I don't know. I kind of got the vibe he was like somebody that maybe wasn't like super cool in high school. And then he became like he said he like wasn't good looking in high school. And I think he has said he was like a nerd in high school. And, you know, sometimes it seems like once they get some fame and, you know, get look better, then girls are, you know, more throwing themselves at him, and they kind of like get this ego. And it's sad though, because he, I mean, if you want to be single, do that. But if you have a sweet little wife and children, I think that's just pretty devastating. I mean, it's devastating for her and her family. It's very sad. So I'm going to just quickly tell you about the other ladies that have now come out, because there's, like I said, four other ones, five including Sumner. Okay, so after that, I'm trying to pull up all the other women because I have a list, because there's quite a bit. Okay, so the other one that kind of came out was, oh my gosh, these names I'm trying to pronounce. Marika, Mary, it's like spelled Mary and then K, Marika maybe. But anyways, on Instagram, this girl, Marika, accused Adam of flirting with her. She shared a series of Instagram stories, which I tried to watch them, but they like were deleted. But you can still read the messages just online. And she says that, you know, that she showed the text messages. He said he's obsessed with her. And then the girl replied, dude, are you like married? LOL. Which I was like, good. That's, I like that she like immediately calls him out for it. She's like a comedian, I guess. She also like looks like a model. She has lots of tattoos and she just looks like kind of like a model. I haven't seen her comedy stuff. But anyway, she used the hashtag expose Adam Levine. And then she's also a musician, I guess. And then he says, distract yourself by effing with me. And then sending a video of him saying he's stupid. And then he praised her hourglass figure. He said, holy effing F. Your body of yours is absurd. I may need to see that booty watching. Oh my gosh. Wow. I didn't read that part. He says some other like kind of more explicit stuff. Oh my gosh. I don't know. He's creepy, man. I didn't read the extent of his text. I didn't see these ones. Good grief. Yeah. He says some pretty gross stuff. I am not going to read because that's, I don't know, pretty gross. So yeah, wow, he definitely crossed the line. Like that, I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting. Some people don't think that's cheating. I would consider that like pre-cheating. Like you're obviously trying to, I mean, what is he doing? You're not going to waste your time just saying this stuff to people if you're not like expecting something out of it. And to be a celebrity and to say these kinds of things, like you're pretty impulsive and risky to send this stuff to strangers. Like obviously he has issues with like thinking, yeah, maybe that's not a bad idea. Like maybe this is a bad idea to send messages like this. Oh my goodness. So then another girl comes out. Her name is Allison Rose. She made a TikTok video, but then she deleted it. She also shared screenshots of messages, alleged messages to her. One said, I shouldn't be talking to you. You know that, right? And then she said that there was a lot more that he said was not appropriate, but she didn't feel comfortable posting everything. And dude, I don't blame her. I mean, I don't know. It probably would be good if she did post it just So the wife kind of knows like what the heck he's been doing, so she can like make a plan on like what to do next. And like she deserves to know what her husband's saying, you know, privately to all these women. But I can't blame the girl for not wanting to post it because, you know, I don't know. Some of the things he was saying to that other girl is pretty disgusting. So that's another woman that I'm not sure what her career is. She looks like a model too. I'm guessing. Oh, she's a singer. What? She's an award-winning singer, apparently. She's very pretty. And then another girl came out, and this girl actually has quite the career in, she's a yoga teacher. I believe she actually sells videos on yoga and looks like she has a pretty big career, in the yoga field. I don't know what you call that, but her name's Elena Zabel. So she's another one that has just recently come out on her Instagram story. She wrote, long overdue, hashtag expose Adam Levine. She said, I was his yoga teacher for a few years from 2007 to 2010, which holy cow, that was a long time ago. He often said what he told his friends, his yoga teacher had the best butt or a word. Sorry, I like don't really swear. So that reminds me of that. What's that girl's name? You know, that like viral thing where she's like, I do swear a little. That girl's cute. But anyways, he said she had the best butt in town and it was cute. She said also, one day he texted me saying, I want to spend the day with you naked. I was in the bath, but my jealous ex, sorry. He said, I want to spend the day with you naked. And then she's describing, like they should have separated that. So she said that she was in the bath and her ex or jealous ex, you know, he's ex now, obviously, but her boyfriend, I'm guessing at the time, or maybe it was her ex, saw the text and he freaked out or went into a rage. She was telling her ex, she said, you know, I think this text was probably for Adam's girlfriend, who was Becky at the time. And she asked Levine, so then she texted Levine back and said, and she asked him, like, was this supposed to be sent to your girlfriend? Because, oh my gosh, I do stuff like that too. I send the wrong text to the wrong people. But then, I guess Adam did not reply. And then she said her ex became violent and broke her wrist. And she said, massive life-changing, destructive moment. And when I told Adam, he ignored it, never apologize. She said that Levine then removed her from the upcoming tour and iced me out of one of the most devastating times of my life. That's so sad. I don't know. I think that's probably the worst one. I can't believe, first of all, that her ex broke her wrist over that. I'm guessing he was assuming that more was going on, but nothing was going on. And then that's really messed up that Adam Levine just throws away, I don't know, when you have a career with someone and then they make a mistake, they do something wrong, and then they like just dispose of you like, you know, you're nothing to them. That's very hurtful. I don't blame her for being hurt by that. And then who was the other one? There was one other girl that just recently came out. Let me find it. I took a screenshot of it because I'm like, I gotta save this. Okay, and then one more girl just recently came out, I think today. Her name's Ashley Russell. She runs a fitness Instagram account and she claims that, and she was 20 at the time, and I don't know, he was probably like, what, 39 then? She says that she does fitness videos. So she will post about like, I did, you know, I worked on my arms today and post pictures. I worked on my glutes and my butt today, post pictures. So she claimed that he would watch all her videos, especially anything to do with like her butt workouts. He also liked them and commented. And I'm trying to remember exactly what he said to her, but, you know, oh yeah, he just told her like, wow, you have stamina or something stupid like that. And then she also said that, you know, she came out because he's really, you know, he's a lot older than her. I mean, twice her age. And, you know, obviously she thought that was weird and uncomfortable. And apparently, I'm sure more and more people are going to come out with stories like this. It's just sad. I don't know. I feel for the wife. I feel for the kids. I don't know. This whole story is very, very sad. I don't know. I'm like sending hope and comfort and peace to this woman, the wife, Bahati, because I can't imagine going through that, especially while you're pregnant. That's just, I mean, there can't be a more vulnerable time, you know, being pregnant, carrying your husband's baby and finding out that he did all this. You know, I think some of it was while she was pregnant. I mean, he was talking to Sumner while she was pregnant, asking if he could name his kid her name. So obviously, I don't know, it's just very sad. And hopefully, you know, she's able to figure out what to do next, and, you know, whether it means staying and working through their problems or leaving. I don't know. Obviously, she needs privacy to decide what to do and support. And I don't know. I just feel for her and for the children. And hopefully she can, you know, hopefully she's surrounded by people that love and care for her and things work out for her. So yeah, that's the end of the news story for today. I hope you guys are having a good day, and I will see you in my next video. Bye, guys.